Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Phillips, and I am honored again to be talking to the staff at the Ennis Regional Medical Center. Today, I get to talk to Cardiac Rehab Department, Dr. Kedron. How are you, my friend? Did I get close to Kedron? Is that correct?
You're spot on. It's Kedron.
Kedron. I was close.
You were close.
So you are relatively new to the Ennis Regional Medical Center team. You came on board in September?
September, the beginning, first week of September.
So how did Bob Honeycutt recruit you, and how in the world did you end up at Ennis Regional Medical Center?
That staff. He has a great staff there. I've been looking for a new position, and I saw the position was available. I went on the interview, but during that interview process, I felt like family. I mean, they took me through. They showed me a tour of the hospital. I got to meet everyone. It was amazing.
So talk to me what the Cardiac Rehabilitation Department actually does within Ennis Regional Medical Center. I'm assuming after somebody's had a cardiac arrest or a cardiac incident in their life, the cardiologist refers them to you. Is that how you get involved?
That's exactly it. So we deal with patients with issues as serious as an open heart surgery or just a minor, you know, heart attack. And so what happens is you have your cardiac event, you go see your physician or cardiologist. Once they clear you, they then refer you to me. I do an evaluation on you, and our goal is to get you now back healthy and retrain your heart to prepare you for daily function in life.
So something tells me that you like to get me on treadmills and you like to get
like
me moving, right?
That sounds exactly like me. I'll put you on treadmills, bikes, various forms of exercise. We can accommodate people who can't walk long, who can't stand long, who like to sit. Trust me, I'll find a way to get you right.
So in this process, is this ongoing or is this short term, long term? What is the time frame somebody's going to be talking to the rehabilitation department?
Oh, great question. So cardiac rehab in its nature is usually about 12 weeks, a total of 36 visits. That's considered a complete cardiac rehab program. If you start and you attend every session over the course of 12 weeks, that's what research has proved, how long it takes after a cardiac event for you to show some really good gains.
So once I get these gains, is there anybody that's telling me what to do long term to help my health, to stop for the heart?
So the beauty of cardiac rehab is it's multifaceted. So we have a large educational program there. We do classes on smoking, eating habits, sleeping habits, diet, exercise. And then you take those strategies, we apply them to where after you finish our program, you leave with workbooks, exercise plans, diet plans. You would have met with a nurse, a dietitian, and that way it can sustain long term.
Who qualifies for cardio rehab? Do you have to have gone through a cardiac procedure?
You had to have had a recent cardiac event.
Okay.
And so things such as a coronary bypass graft surgery, a stent placement, a valve replacement, a major minor heart attack. We've even had patients with congenital issues, things such as cath placed in their heart. So it's very, very diverse, I would say.
Gotcha. How do I know if I'm having a heart attack? What's a sign of a heart attack?
So a heart attack sign is very interesting. We've been now educating our patients on the early signs of heart attack. And so some of them include having dizziness, lightheadedness. But the interesting ones, which a lot of patients have, they say they have a night sweat. Or they feel like they just worked out and they're sitting there and they're just sweating profusely. Women tend to have jaw pain or shoulder pain. You can have back pain. You can have major headaches, and you can just feel clammy, almost like you're kind of coming down with something, but it's very sudden.
Interesting. So if you've got any of those symptoms, probably go to the ER or get them checked out or at least have an EKG done, correct?
Immediately. You'd rather be safe than sorry. We've had patients that have had those symptoms. You know, they said, I actually went to work, but when I got to work, I just wasn't feeling better. And so, I mean, you definitely, if you have any of those signs, just get it checked out because it's very clear. We have tests that could rule it in or rule it out immediately.
I'm a big proponent of having the basics, the baseline done, having my blood pressure taken, knowing my heartbeats, those kind of things. There's got to be some normals there for heart rate. What should my heart rate be? What should my blood pressure be? What's a guideline?
So good. We call those like normal vitals, and these are vitals that everyone should know. I think, you know, us as a world now, we're more educated, and so your heart rate should be around 60 to 100 beats per minute, and you can easily take that. You want to know how?
Take it right there on your thumb or on your
Yes, it's called your
wrist.
Radial artery. You poke your fingers right there. You look at a clock for 1 minute. However many times it beats in that minute, that's your heart rate.
That's right there on your coming off of your thumb, that major
exactly.
artery right there.
And you want to know that number. Obviously, if you're running a marathon, your heart rate's going to be much higher
sure.
than just getting groceries out of the car. So you want to say within that 60 to 100 beats per minute. As far as your blood pressure, the American Heart Association has came out with new values saying that 120 over 80 or less is what we want to strive for. That's the optimal number. And then they go through stages of pre-hypertensive, hypertensive, and so on and so forth.
And what do you do on those cases? Do you talk to the cardiac rehab department to get those to come back down?
I would definitely go see your primary care, go see your cardiologist, tell them, hey, I've been taking my numbers and they seem a little off. Do you have any thoughts? They'll, of course, run tests and then they would proceed from there.
I'm going to try and get educated a little bit here. How big is the cardiac rehab department at Ennis Regional Medical Center? How many?
So right now we are growing fast. We have two classes that we range from about 5 to 6 people in each class. The class lasts about an hour depending on what activities we're doing that day. We have two classes now that meet 3 days a week. And we have the room and we're looking to expand those classes as well.
Cool. Ennis Regional Medical Center, if you want to get in contact with the cardiac rehab department, how do I do it?
Well,
let me guess, you have this modern thing called either a phone number or an email address, or maybe both.
Yes, you would definitely want to. So we're found right there in Ennis, Texas. You'd want to give us a call at 972-875-0900. You can ask for the cardiac rehab department, ask for the therapy department. Once you ask, they'll direct you in the right way.
I had a phone number of 469-256-2340. Is that the physical rehab? What's that?
So that would be our our rehab department. So
gotcha.
You could even call there.
Okay. That's 469-256-2340 or 972-875-0900.
Call either of those numbers. They'll direct you in the right department. They'll know
gotcha.
Exactly what you're talking about.
That's what we always try and do. We try and get our listeners at least the right phone number because the rest of it,
yeah.
they may remember, they may not. But they need to remember the importance of cardiac rehabilitation in terms of the overall process and do preventative as well as after the event. Physical rehab. That's
exactly.
what it's all about.
It's very important.
So talk to me a little bit about your degree. How do you get a doctor of physical therapy degree? What's that about?
It's very cool. I know, right? Sometimes I tell people that and they're like, yeah. What? You're a doctor? So it's a clinical doctorate. Uh-huh. I would say a comparison would be along the lines of a pharmacist, a dentist, anybody that has went to school post-undergraduate and specialized in a particular field of healthcare. So you usually have to go to school for about 4 years in undergrad, and then you complete an additional 3 years with a primary focus of physical therapy, completing your doctorate.
And how long have you been a doctor of physical therapy?
I've only been a doctor of physical therapy, I'd say for, I don't know, what is this now, 6 months?
Awesome.
I graduated this May.
So this is your first job? So
this is my second job.
Second job, okay.
Second
well,
job.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. Awesome.
It definitely, it's a long journey, but it's definitely worth it.
So tell me what you've enjoyed about your job.
I've enjoyed the patients and the care. I think that with physical therapy, we see change. It's kind of like in our face. And everything we learned in school is definitely applicable. We see the change. We love to see patients see the change and say, oh, look, I can do this now. And
did
I used
you ever
to
have to work with a cadaver?
I did.
So if you had to work with a cadaver, did you ever dream the day you were working with that cadaver that you'd end up talking to somebody on the radio station about it? Admit it. You never entered your mind, did it?
No, not quite. Not at all, actually.
And see, today I'm going to ask you two questions about your cadaver. Did
okay.
it have a name?
It didn't.
It didn't?
It didn't. Or maybe I didn't give it a name.
You didn't give it
I
a
didn't
name.
Give it. I'm sure
I bet you your fellow
classmates
gave it a name, and they just didn't share it with you.
Yes.
Second question.
Yes.
Doctor of Physical Therapy at Baylor... Or at Baylor. I can't believe I just said that. Ennis Regional Medical Center.
Ennis Regional.
Scratch that out. Why Ennis Regional Medical Center to get my physical therapy done?
You know, it's really about the community. And I think when I got there, I felt that energy. I'm really big on energy. And even being there through my first month and then my second month, nothing changed. We continue to work with each other. It was very good, very open family atmosphere. And the community of Ennis is very strong. And so a lot of people know everyone and they trust their hospital. And I like that. I like that the community, they use the hospital, they love the hospital, and they love the people that work at the hospital.
Well, I've got to tell you, Ennis Regional Medical Center, we've had a great long relationship with them. Don't tell Bob Honeycutt what I just said earlier, though, because he'll chew me a new one. But I deserve that, too. What I found to be just extremely enlightening is you hit it right on the head. It's local people taking care of local needs
exactly.
in the health care and health industry. Give them a call today, 972-875-0900 or 469-256-2340. Check out their cardiac rehab department. Dr. Kitteron, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jim. Hope we didn't scare you too bad. Oh, no, this was great.
Good deal.
Love to come back.
Have a great one. We're going to do some more buying and selling and trading on the flea market the rest of the morning. Thanks for listening in to Health Tips brought to you each Friday, or every other Friday, I'm sorry, by Ennis Regional Medical Center. Get out there, have a great day, but don't you dare do anything else but keep it tuned to KBC 1390 AM and 99.1 FM, your classic Texas music station.